Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love doing this on Sunday mornings. I swear I get up in such a good mood, so thank you for the opportunity. And we are continuing to talk about Edwin Gaines' book, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. We want to revisit what prosperity is so that we all know what we're talking about. What is prosperity? So, does anybody remember? Let's do it without the slides. Anybody remember what prosperity is? There are four key, there are not four keys, but there are four aspects to prosperity. Relationships. Keep going. Good. Yeah, that's it. Y'all build this together. That's really good. Mary had part of it. Jane had the other half. Right. Relationships that are set, nurturing, satisfying, and work all the time. That's one. All the money you can spend, that's another. A job you love so much that it's not work, it's play. Yeah, nope. A vitally alive, healthy body. A vitally alive, healthy body. So get this with me now. There are four aspects to prosperity. When I went into ministerial school, and then after I got out of ministerial school and I had my first church, I had a minister coach, and I was always stressing about what I was going to talk about. And he's like, Will, you're only ever going to talk about four things. Relationships, health, money. Does this sound a little bit like prosperity? Relationships, health, money, and I'm forgetting one. Help me here. Work that you love, a sense of purpose. I mean, if you have all of these things and you don't have a sense of purpose, or if you're dragging your butt to work every day hating it, that's crazy. And there's no reason to do that in our society, in where we live today. We have unlimited choices to do things. So those are the aspects. That's what prosperity is. Now, we've talked about two of the things you need to do to have that level of prosperity. What are they? Number one, tithing. I noticed everybody didn't go, tithing, yay! Let's try it. One, two, three. Tithing, yay! You need to feel this way about tithing, by the way. I feel this way about tithing. People that I know and that I have studied who are successful with money, they have this aspect of they have more than enough, and so the first thing they want to do is give part of it away, and they want to give it to whoever spiritually feeds them, which causes them to constantly be looking for what? Spiritual food. They got the money, they're looking for spiritual food. If you're walking around all week, and if your income is, let's say, I don't know, $600 a week, let's say, before taxes, and you think I'm going to give away 60 bucks, and you're walking around going, who is going to feed me spiritually? You're going to find spiritual food. That's why we do it, okay? So we tithe. The second thing, which in my opinion, we can just jump up and say, hey, do this, but is actually more difficult is what? We talked about this last week. Forgiveness. And that does not mean going up to somebody and saying, I forgive you. It means going up to somebody and not in your own mind going, I hate you. It means doing your own internal work to where you see that person as a hurting child of God. You accept what they have done, including yourself, but it doesn't mean that you invite them to tea. It doesn't mean you spend time with them. It does not mean you invite them back into your life. I talked last week about the story of the church and everything like that, and there's a lot of people from that old church that come to some of Marty's yoga classes. And to me, they're just yoga students. It has nothing to do with petitions and nonsense, okay? So today, we're going to talk about something that is not actually one of the aspects of prosperity, and it is not actually one of the things that Edwin says to do, the four things to do, but we're going to talk about something that, in my opinion, is the absolute thing we must do, period. Zoom on forward, if you would. One more time, so we don't forget. Let's back up, because I want us to all remember this. Read these out loud with me, so we'll know them next week. Please. Prosperity is a vitally alive physical body to provide a comfortable worldly home for the spiritual beings that we are. Number two. Prosperity is relationships that are satisfying, nurturing, honest, and work all the time. Number three. Prosperity is work that we love so much that it's not work, it's play. And number four, prosperity is all the money you can spend. So here's what I want to talk with you about today. The complaint-free world. This all started, everybody, who doesn't, and be honest, who doesn't know what I'm talking about? It's okay, cool, raise your hand, totally cool, raise your hand, good, there's an honest person, that's cool. If you don't know, it's okay. In July 2006, I was the minister of Christ Church Unity on Berry Road, which we talked about a little bit last week. I was teaching Ed Wein's book, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. It was the first time I had ever taught this book. One of the things Ed Wein really hits on in the early chapters is to stop complaining. To stop complaining, to stop griping about our lives, to stop this negative, ongoing soundtrack in our lives. And I thought, well, isn't this a cool idea? And she said, everybody should go how long? 21 consecutive days. 21 consecutive days. That typically will take somebody 4 to 8 months. And I thought, this is a great idea, but how in the world do you know what day you're on? So I wrote my talk. I went downstairs to take a shower, and while I was in the shower, I had this idea of these Livestrong-like bracelets. You know, these little, this was before they were everywhere. This was 9 years ago. I thought, well, let's get these, and then when you complain, you're on day one. You complain, you're on day one. Well, that works. And then when you complain, you're on day one, but as long as it's here, you're on day one. Now, when you go to sleep that night and you wake up the next morning, if you haven't moved it, you're on day two. And it just came to me. So I went in and I did my talk. We ordered 500 of these little plastic bracelets. We were getting them from a toy manufacturer at the time. We handed them out. 250 people were with us that weekend. And out of that 250, we ended up giving out all 500. I mean, it was just amazing how many people. Everybody wanted these. They thought they were like magic bracelets. Within 2 weeks, we had requests for 9,000 bracelets. The Star did a story about us. It was picked up by McClatchy News Service. Most of you know all about this. Been on Oprah, the Today Show twice. Dr. Oz, all those pictures in the out there, me and the celebrities and everything. Maya Angelou was kind enough to write the foreword for my book, A Complaint-Free World. Yesterday, I was listening to I Just Won't Move. How's that? I was listening to Darren Hardy. Now, Darren Hardy is a very successful man who grew up reading Success Magazine. Which was published, it was begun in the late 1800s. We may have to switch my mic out here, Alex, if this doesn't get better. Published in the late 1800s. And anyway, it has not been, it hasn't done very well in the last decade or the last century. So he bought the rights to it, relaunched it, turned it into this huge magazine. And what he does now is he goes out and interviews the most successful people we would consider. Name somebody you consider very successful. Shout them out. Oprah. Okay, he's interviewed her. Oprah. Keep going. Tiger Woods. Keep going. Da, 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 da. So what he does is he interviews these people and he tries to get down from them. What are their secrets? What are they really like as human beings? And what do they do that allows them to live, in his opinion, an extraordinary and successful life? And so I was listening to this. And so he was challenged in a speech out of all the people to interview that he interviewed to come up with 10 things that were common to everyone. And one of the things that he said was, don't what? Complain. Don't complain. Complaining is a habit. Y'all, I stumbled into this. When I stumbled into this, I was the biggest complainer on the planet. I kid you not. I was a whiner. I was a complainer. I complained to get attention, which I'm going to explain to you in a minute why people complain. And I complained to brag. Those were my two main reasons of ways of complaining. People complain for one of five reasons, and I'm going to teach to you what they are. But what I want you to get is, and I do day-long seminars for major corporations, school districts, state organizations, all over the country on this very subject that I'm talking to you about this morning, because there are two things people can agree on. Number one, there's too much complaining in the world. If you agree, say amen. And number two, the world is not the way we'd like it to be. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Friends, the two are correlated. We are so busy talking about, griping about, bitching about the way things are, we are focusing on putting our creative energy on what is wrong, and therefore we perpetuate it. I don't know how I was blessed enough to be on this trip. God just somehow said to me, because I actually stayed with the 21 days. That's how it sort of kept going, because I wanted to see if I could do it. And it took me 4 months to do it the first time. But I have been able to meet billionaires in China. I've met some of the biggest celebrities in this country, and I know a number of them. And you know what? They don't complain. When life deals them stuff, they make something out of it. They look for what's present rather than what's missing. That's what positive means, by the way. I hate the term positive thinking. It's one of the things I attack in my speeches. Everything's gonna work out okay. That's not positive, that's stupid. Occasionally things will work out okay, and occasionally they won't. The question is, what are you going to do with them? Are you going to take what's left and build something great with it? Or are you going to stand around and whine about it? Which is what most people do. I had no idea when I handed out these bracelets and then wrote a book that I am the world authority on complaining today. Simply by having studied this and spoken on it. I say that because there's 10 books on the subject. I've written two and I'm mentioned in seven. But I want you to understand that anything you want in your life, if it has to do with prosperity, if it's better health, stop complaining. I know a lot of people who have some major health issues, and often it tends to be a negative mindset that goes with it. Cancerous minds lead to cancerous bodies. Sometimes, not all the time. Please don't hear that, as I don't understand that sometimes there are other issues, but I have seen a pattern. If you want better relationships, stop complaining about the people you're in relationships with. Start focusing on what's good with them. You want a job you love, stop complaining about the job you have, or go get one you do love. And if you want money, celebrate every dime you've got. There are times, I kid you not, when I'll get an unexpected windfall about a check or a book or something like that, and it won't be much. Marty makes me jump up and down going, yay, to fill us with prosperity and unexpected money coming in. So, you could read my book, my DVDs, my videos are on the web talking about this. My one speech has had almost 20,000 views. I just want you to understand there are five reasons people complain, yourself included. There's no deviation from this. I've read every book. They frame it differently. Robin Kowalski at Clemson University, who has now become a very good friend and colleague, we've done some other work on other projects, she discovered this, and you're going to know this today. And when you leave, by the way, Asher, where is my buddy? You got a gift for everybody, don't you? A lovely parting gift. Asher's going to be giving you purple bracelets. Come on, give them to everybody right now. I was just joking. Asher's going to give you a purple bracelet because I'm going to encourage you to take the 21-day challenge. That means that every time you complain, you switch the bracelet to the other wrist. Then you switch it again. You will switch it 15 to 20 times a day if you're honest with yourself. The average person complains 15 to 20 times a day, has no awareness they're doing it. Complaining is like bad breath. You notice it when it comes out of somebody else's mouth, but not when it comes out of your own. The purpose of the bracelet is to make you aware of it so you can stop it. I was so bad at this. I still struggle with this sometimes, but it makes me aware, okay? So put it on your wrist. Every time you complain, switch it to the other wrist, and don't stop doing that until you go 21 days. So here's the five reasons people complain, as remembered by the acronym GRIPE. G-R-I-P-E. The G in GRIPE stands for get attention. Thank you, Ryan. That's exactly right. Get attention. People want to be noticed. We are social animals. The more I study spirituality, the more I am drawn to sociology. Human beings need, we have two things going on simultaneously, and you're going to laugh because you feel this way too. You really need to be around people, but you subtly dislike a lot of people. They get on your nerves, but you need to be around them. That's that great push-pull that keeps us growing. We have to be around people, and sometimes we don't know how to get attention, okay? I came along a kid with all this fire and energy, and just as I turned to, a baby brother who was way cuter than me came out, you know, the chute, and all of a sudden, I was completely upstaged. I never got the attention I felt that I wanted. Never. That's probably, I know that's why I do what I do for a living, because I get a lot of attention. But I can remember I was so obese. Most of you know I was like 300 pounds in high school. And I can remember there was this girl I liked, and I talked to my buddy Chip, and he said, you need to go over and talk to her. And I said, man, I'm so fat. There's no way this girl would talk to me. And all my buddies went, oh, Will, it's okay. And inside of me something went, I got attention. I just complained. I made myself a victim, and I got attention. I kind of like that. That was my primary reason for complaining. What does the G in GRIPE stand for? Get attention. Say it. I want you to all say it. Because when people complain, by the way, just from hearing me today, you're going to notice complaints like you've never noticed before. You're welcome. Now, that's why I want you to know what GRIPE stands for, so you can actually say this person is just trying to G. One more time. G,
get attention.
The R in GRIPE stands for? Beautiful. Remove responsibility. I'm giving you a task. I'm giving you an assignment. Or I've given myself a task. I've given myself an assignment. I'm going to transform my body. I'm going to make myself meditate every day. I'm going to do such and such. But then people complain about all the reasons surrounding it as a way to get themselves off the hook. What do you want from me? It's been raining for a week. Who can meditate in weather like this? Mars is in retrograde. Don't you know that the economy is on a slow spiral? Don't you know? Whatever it is, it's an excuse to wiggle off the hook, to remove responsibility. So people complain to G.
Get attention.
One more time. G.
Get attention.
R. Remove responsibility, and I is inspire envy, brag, better known as the humble brag these days. People do this, actually, there's another speaker, he and I have the same agent, we have the same literary agent, and this guy has written, his books are all about how the internet is going to be the end of society, okay? Well, you write stuff like that, and then people are like, that's pretty compelling. You know, you write that Mickey Mouse is the devil. People are like, well, this is interesting. Nobody else is saying this. So he is saying this, and as a result, he's a really frenetic speaker and dynamic. So he sends these emails out saying, oh, I had to fly to Hong Kong yesterday, and then I have to be in Dubai in 3 days, and I have to do this, and I have to, and I'm like, brag, 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 brag. It's complaining to brag. I have a friend here in Kansas City who just bought a $40,000 speedboat to put on Smithfield Lake. You know how I know it's a $40,000 speedboat? He never misses a chance to tell me that, you know, you'd think when you spend $40,000 on a speedboat, it would come with a better trailer. Or you spend $40,000 on a speedboat, it would come with a better captain's chair. He's bragging. He's trying to inspire envy on the part of the listener, okay? You with me? Do you see this? People only complain for five reasons. I've given you three. They're what? G?
Get attention.
Get attention. R?
Remove responsibility.
I?
Inspire
envy. And the P stands for power. building alliances. If you're at work and Edna in accounting doesn't like Tom in marketing, Edna's going to complain to everybody she can so that if it ever comes down to Edna against Tom, all these people, we have this tribal ape-like mentality. Seriously. It's a throwback to that, to where we feel like we need to build up these alliances. I've got an aunt. I won't say their names on camera. I have these two aunts in their 80s, okay? And I really love them both. I like spending time with them both. But they're always bickering about something. These women are in their 80s. They've been around each other since they were embryos, and they're still bickering. And they now have Facebook and email to get the whole family on one or the other side. They're doing it for P, which is power. You complain for power. You complain about situations and all as a way of getting power. The G in gripe stands for? The R in gripe stands for? The I stands for? Inspire envy. The P stands for? And the E stands for excuse poor performance. Now, the R stands for remove responsibility. I give Jane a task. Jane, would you please go over and fill up my water bottle? And Jane says, well, you know, there's so many people. I might have to trip over Bill and I have to do all this and everything. That is trying to remove herself from responsibility. Okay? If I looked down and I'd asked Jane to fill up my water bottle and it's not filled up, then she would say, well, you know, Bill got in the way and all of this. She is excusing her poor performance. Remove responsibility means let me get off the hook before I try. Excuse poor performance means let me get off the hook after I screwed it up. And it's really that simple. G stands for?
Get attention.
R?
Remove responsibility.
I?
Inspire envy.
P?
Power.
E?
Excuse performance.
What does all this have to do with yoga church? First of all, your life is what you say to yourself and others. It is. You describe your life. If life is awesome, exciting, cool, fun, life is awesome, exciting, cool, fun. Nobody can go around going, life stinks, I hate my life, I don't like my family, blah, 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 and also be a happy person. I mean that sincerely. They're incongruous. I love the story of the 7 days of creation in the Hebrew Bible because God created all of the various things according to this legend. And at the end of the day, God stepped back and looked at everything and said, it is good. The next day, he said it was good. All the way up, he created humans on the 6th day and he said it was good. And on the 7th day, he sat back and he took it easy and he said it was good. Very good. If something's going on in our life that seems like it's a problem, we just haven't had the benefit of time to figure out the blessing that's in it. And complaining about it just keeps it present and active in our minds. No matter how prosperous you are, you're poor if you bitch about your life. You're poor. And our objective is to realize how prosperous we already are. You get that? And build on that. And in that way, we bless everybody in the process. Take somebody's hand. Let's close in prayer. Infinite Spirit, we give thanks that we have the opportunity to change habits, and as Mark Twain says, we don't throw them out the window. We lead them down the stairs one step at a time. We give thanks for these bracelets, which are such a great tool and have been used by 10 million people in 106 countries. Thank you that we have the opportunity to create our lives with our thoughts, and our words indicate what we are thinking, and we get to choose them both. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.